latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Gabriel Jesus is reportedly close to signing an improved deal at the Etihad, which will see his wages increase by a further 40%. And Manchester City bosses are also confident the Brazil international will extend his contract by a further year, now keeping him at the club until 2023. Jesus is understood to be happy with the terms, and reports back in his homeland expect the deal to be rubber-stamped before the end of the year, handing the club and boss Pep Guardiola a further boost. Meanwhile, in City, manager Guardiola has appeared to criticise United counterpart Jose Mourinho, having heaped praise on Tottenham before Saturday's meeting. City are, of course, flying high atop the Premier League, having beaten United in the Manchester derby last weekend to move 11 points clear. Guardiola's side host Tottenham on Saturday, and another victory would put them 21 points ahead of Spurs. In his praise of Maurizio Pochettino's men and Chelsea, Guardiola seemed to aim another dig at United. He said, "Tottenham, I think, is, with Chelsea, the best team in wanting to play football. They don't expect the other ones to play. They want to make their own game. And it is another amazing test for us 3 days after playing against Swansea." Finally today, and it is understood that Guardiola is determined to bring a new centre-back to City in the January transfer window, with Southampton's Virgil van Dijk and West Brom's Johnny Evans still high on his shopping list. Guardiola is limited for centre-halves at the moment, with Vincent Kompany having picked up a calf injury against Manchester United last weekend, whilst John Stones is working his way back from a hamstring problem. Van Dijk was heavily linked with a move to Liverpool in the summer, but Southampton kept a hold of him and are unlikely to want to see him leave in January, and the same goes for West Brom and Johnny Evans.